My purpose in life is happiness. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My purpose in life is happiness. Your purpose in life is happiness. There's only one purpose that all of us, each of us, have, and that is to be happy, to find joy and peace and harmony and goodness in all that we do, to find a fulfillment to the desires of our heart, to find a fulfillment to the essence of our being. Now, what is the essence of our being? Well, we are not here on planet Earth to be something we are not here to be. We are not here on planet Earth to be something yet to be fulfilled. We are not here on planet Earth to fulfill anything. We are here on planet Earth to enjoy being who we are. Now, we run into the little problem there. Who are we? Who are we, really? Who are we? We study that, we look at that, we think about that, and we say to ourselves, who are we? Am I a human being? Am I a divine being? Am I God? Am I a child of God, a creation of God? Am I an expression of the infinite? Am I the infinite? Am I the allness? Who, what, how, where, when, why am I? How do I find out who I am and be it? We're not here to develop a character. We've already got that. We're not here to develop an attitude about ourselves. We've already got that. We're not here to develop or study or train ourselves in the skills and arts of being a human being as one might a musician or an artist of one nature or another. We already are all those things. Should we say to ourselves, I am an artist? We are an artist. Should we say to ourselves, I am a genius? I am a genius. It's not something I'm going to be, not something I'd like to be, not something that I study and train myself to be, I develop the skills to be. It's something that I am. Now, I am all. I am all that exists. I am the allness. Now, when I say to myself, why am I here? My purpose in life is happiness. Well, what is happiness? Am I happy being who I am? Am I happy being the person that I am? Am I always enjoying every instant of my life? Am I fulfilled in every way, shape, and form? Am I the resolution, the revolution, the result of who I am? Is my outer being a reflection of the inner being that I am? Well, now there we get right down to the nubbin. Our outer being is an absolute, undeniable reflection of the inner being that we are. My inner man is who I am showing outwardly. My inner love for me is who I am showing in all that I am doing. I am living in the happiness that I am now, not that I'm going to develop it, not that I'm going to create it, not that I want it, not that I am trying to find it, it's that I am it. Now, since I am it, and since I think at sometimes I am happier than others, and since I think at sometimes I am happy and other times I am not happy, how does that fit into the big picture? How does that fit into the picture at all? How can I say to myself, my purpose in life is happiness? Well, because that is my purpose in life. My purpose in life is happiness. Just being happiness, not to be. And I think there is where I make a big mistake sometimes, because I think it's something to be. It's something that's not yet done, not yet fulfilled. But being happy. Now, do I know how to be happy? Well, I am happy when I think beautiful thoughts. Oh, I have a mind full of beautiful thoughts? I surely do. Am I happy when I do beautiful actions? Oh, yes. I'm happy when I do beautiful actions, and every time I do a beautiful action, it's a fulfillment of who I am. It's not something I want to be or something I'd like to express, but it's a fulfillment of who I am. And everything I am, I do, I see, I feel, everything in my being, my purpose of being, is happiness. Now you say, some things in life are not happy. Well, they really are happy. It's just that we have taken our attention and looked at it from another point of view. If we would look at all experiences in our life, all attitudes in our life, all expressions of our life, i.e. our purpose, if we would look at that, we would find that it is all happiness. And if anything appears not to be happiness, it's just that we have not chosen to call forth its allness. Now, if you are very thirsty and you take a sip of water, that does not quench your thirst. If you're very thirsty and you take a big, long drink of water, a long draught of water, it helps. But if you live in an environment that is moist, where you are moisture all around, then you don't have a thirst. You are living in that presence of moisture. You are living in the presence of happiness when you live in the presence of goodness, of charming qualities of yourself. When you live in this joy, our purpose is to live in a moist atmosphere. Our purpose is to live in an atmosphere of who and what we are. Who and what we are is happiness. When I live in happiness, I feel happiness, I talk happiness, I live happiness, I dream and walk to talk happiness in everything I do, then my whole being is satisfied, it's fulfilled. The purpose for which I exist is demonstrated to its fullest. But every time I allow myself to enter into a state of drought, a state of drought where there is limited moisture, where there's limited happiness, where there's limited expression of who and what I am, my purpose for being, when there's limited expression, then I feel unfulfilled. Then it's not that I'm not fulfilled, I'm fulfilled. It's just that I do not have the equipment to let me know that all is in divine order, that all is beautiful, that happiness is really mine. Happiness is fully mine in everything that I do. To live in this happy state of consciousness demands something very special from all of us. It demands that we put our attention on who and what we are, and not on who and what we'd like to be, or who and what we want to be, because until we come to that position in our awareness where we say, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am divine. I am the magnificent. When we say that, then we are it. We always were it. But we didn't have that moisturizer in us which made us feel fully one as happiness, fully one as all good, fully one as peace. Now we can do it. And we do it. But we don't do it whenever we start to forget what our purpose is. And we start to forget what our purpose is whenever we feel that we are not that which we are. And when we say, "I am that I am," then we are that which we are, and we do not seek it, we do not want it, we do not chase after it, we are it. And as we are it, we are content, and we are fulfilled, and we have met our purpose. And we have met our purpose for being on this planet Earth, which is the purpose of being happy. Join with me in full recognition of the fact that my purpose for existence is to be that which I am. Happy, happy, happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.